Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw at maraming salamat sa inyong pagtutok sa programa ng SBS Filipino. Ako si Vanessa Bragas. Ngayong araw, pag-uusapan natin ang kwento ng pagkakakilanlan, pinagmulan at paghahanap ng koneksyon sa kulturang Filipino. Makakasama natin si Joel De Carteret, isang Filipino adoptee at filmmaker na inampon mula sa Pilipinas noong bata pa at lumaki sa isang Australian family sa Melbourne. Sa kanyang paglalakbay, muli niyang natuklasan ang kanyang pinagmulang Filipino at nahanap ang kanyang biological mother sa Pilipinas. Ngayon, tumutulong siyang pag-ugnayin ang iba pang Filipino adoptee sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng FACE o Filipino Adoptee Cultural Event. Joel, maraming salamat at welcome sa SBS Filipino.
Thank you for having me. It was really nice, just when you said SBS Filipino, it was just like such a combination of the two worlds that I've been in, the Australia version, yes, and the Filipino. It's so, so beautiful that to have the SBS represent the Philippines here.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Joel. Mm. Joel, so you were adopted from the Philippines as a child and raised by an Australian family in Melbourne. So what was it like growing up as a Filipino adoptee in Australia?
I was raised by my mum, actually. My adoptive dad sort of left early in the picture, so my mum raised me with her biological child. And yeah, there's these funny memories that I have as far as the there's like innocent conversations that you would have growing up. One of my earliest memories was, you know, 6 months after I arrived in the Philippines, I asked my mum, my adoptive mum, Julie, when I was going to turn white. And, you know, for her, it was like, you know, something quite innocent and quite, funny at the time or adorable at the time. But I think one of the things with our experience of being an adoptee is, yeah, that we've come from another country. So, very rarely do we see any other Filipino. And back at that time in the 80s, there was hardly any people of color around. Yeah. So, yeah, it was strange. And when you're kind of thrown into a different environment, there's this sort of wanting to, you know, move on and adapt and learn Aussie culture. And as soon as I arrived in Australia, people started calling me Joel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's okay, cool. That's the Aussie way of saying my name, not Joel. So there was no real link to the Philippines when I first arrived. It was like Philippines was in the past and now this was my future. And I was going to fit in, and I wanted to blend in with everybody. And for a certain time, that served me. And, you know, like I really, really put my heart and soul into learning English, even though it was very difficult for me at the time, especially standing up and speaking in front of an audience and speaking reading a book to everyone. And I remember really struggling for a long time. And I even do at some point, because I feel like my brain has learned how to speak Tagalog, but then English. So sometimes I get my words backwards even now. And I think a lot of Filipinos can relate to that, because one of the first things I remember when I was in the Philippines and I was trying to speak English to people, people were like, oh, sorry, nosebleed. Like, and it was so... It was so interesting just to be back in my own country and going, wow, it's like such a foreign place.
Yes.
But also such a familiar place, because looking around, everyone looked like me.
Yeah.
But growing up in Australia, no one looked like me. And I would always explain to friends, you know, I was adopted and I came from the Philippines and my mum brought me here. And for kids, it's like, oh, okay, all right, cool, you know, and just keep going along. But, you know, along that journey got a bit deeper and got a bit more complex as I grew up.
So those experiences, Joel, you begin asking questions about your Filipino identity.
Well, later, really, later in life I did. Growing up, I never really had any interest in knowing my roots or knowing what had happened in the Philippines because it was so painful.
Yes.
And I remember asking my mum, when are we going to go back to find my mother? And she had to sort of like stop what she was doing and sort of said, you know, there was no information. You were found in a market when you were five, and the orphanage tried to find your parents for a long time, and because they couldn't, I was eligible for adoption, and so being a foundling, which is someone that has no information about themselves, no identity, I was given a new identity. August 4th, which was the date that they processed my orphanage papers, and they gave me a new name, Joel Mancello. And Mancello was the name that was given to me because the taxi driver who found me, his name was Mancello. So there's this big loss around who you are if you've come from an orphanage.
Yes.
You lose your sense of identity. And as you grow up, it's you build a life around this identity. And then as you get older, you know, it's usually around like you sort of your teens and then your early 20s and then like your 30s, it starts to really happen because there's questions about family or having your own family. Yeah. And for adoptees who have had who've had family and the kids ask, who's your mum and dad? You know, these sort of really interesting conversations around family structure and where they've come from.
Yeah. Joe, you've spoken about how Filipino adoptees, like you can sometimes feel caught between two worlds, looking Filipino but perhaps not speaking the language or feeling fully connected to the culture. So was that something you personally experienced, like growing up?
Connection to culture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now, Joe, you're organizing FACE, the Filipino Adoptee Cultural Event. Can you tell us more about it?
So the FACE event is the Filipino Adoptee Cultural Event, and it really has come from my experience of integrating this whole journey over the last 9 years, knowing that reunion is not the end, and there's all these other things that we need to work through in order to heal and to also to find where we belong in this Australian context.
Yeah.
Because the reunion part was only a sort of small part of reclaiming or finding my identity, finding out, you know, who I am when I was born and who my parents were or are. But it's also about, like, these sort of three things around culture, belonging, and identity, and it's all very layered. And, you know, I think healing happens when we are in a space when we share stories with people that really understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
In a deep sense, in a very deep sense. And look, it's not, you know, for a lot of adoptive parents out there, it's not a place where, you know, we open up all our wounds and we, you know, crack open a big can of worms of emotions that we might not be able to deal with. It's an event that is about sharing stories, but sharing both the joy, but also sharing the grief of it, and also helping us to integrate into the Filipino-Australian community. And also parts of this is also to see the parallels between Filipino culture and Aboriginal culture because, you know, adoptees here in Australia have been exposed to a lot of Indigenous culture here, and there's a big focus on, you know, cultural restoration here and about acknowledgement to country and respecting country and being on country. And so I want to provide a space where adoptees can not just share stories, but find their belonging, find who they fit with, whether it's the Filipino-Australian community or whether it's Aboriginal community. I've personally myself have always felt at home around mob. You know, it's not about, it's like, it's less about what do you do and more about where do you come from? Who are your, you know, where's your family from? What are your cultural traditions?
Yeah.
What language do you speak? How many dialects are there in Filipino language? So this event, you know, we got some an amazing we got amazing support from the Consulate General of the Philippines, and she at first hand witnessed just a little tiny bit of what an adoptee goes through, and we got some incredible support by the Cheat Coders, Cheat Coders podcast. I don't know if you know about them. We got Dobby involved, who has Filipino and Aboriginal culture, and he was an incredible spokesperson for both Filipino culture and Aboriginal culture. And so I'm hoping to provide a space where adoptees can learn from each other, learn from Filipino Australians and Aboriginal culture, and hoping to find a space where we can come together and just be together and learn from each other. And I always say that, you know, belonging is a journey we do together. And I'm hoping to do it in 2 years, because this year, for the next year, I'm just going to designate or commit myself to finding other Filipino adoptees in Australia and also overseas. So if you're hearing this and if you know of someone who's been adopted from the Philippines, or if you know an adoptive parent that might have adopted someone from the Philippines, please reach out to me. I would love to know who you are, where you're from. Can I say my Instagram? So my Instagram is Joel De Carteret, pronounced Joel. Spelt Joel, but pronounced Joel. So J-O-E-L, De Carteret, D-E-C-A-R-T-E-R-E-T. Joel De Carteret on Instagram. And I'm just wanting to find my fellow brothers and sisters who might be, who might feel lost and isolated and alone in this experience. And they might have come from very loving homes. Some might not have. And I want them to know that there's support there for them. And my biggest thing is there is support out there. Relationships Australia, South Australia, that's really important. Relationships Australia, South Australia provide free counselling support for inter-country adoptees. And that's been one of my biggest struggles, navigating these complex emotions, because I haven't been able to find any type of psychologist or any type of counsellor that has specific training around our lived experience.
Thank you so much, Joe. Muling mapapakinggan ang panayam na ito bilang podcast sa aming website sbs.com.au/Filipino, SBS Audio app at iba pang podcast streaming platform at mapapanood sa SBS Filipino YouTube channel. Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-antabay sa aming usapan. Hanggang susunod na kwento at talakayan, ako si Vanessa Bragas para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.